everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Cinema Wave Podcast. We're here talking Dragons once again as we cover episode 6 of season 2 of HBO's House of the Dragon. I am one of your hosts and a member of Team Black. My name is Darian Scalamoni. I am joined by Liz Seiko and her team affiliation, which is what?
Team Black.
Okay, as well as Vinny Albano.
Hello, hello.
Team recognition.
Yeah, I'm Team Black.
All right, we're Team Black all the way. All right. I did say right before we started recording, I actually really like this episode. Liz gave me a vibe that she didn't like this episode, so we can get into that. But lots happening here.
Yeah.
I want to start with the Aegon Daemon, or Aegon Aemond, rather, connection
brother,
in this
brother
episode.
On brother here.
So, obviously, Aegon is laid up. He's very... he's incapacitated at this point in many different ways. And Aemond is coming to power, and you see that full tilt this episode. But you also get some really interesting scenes with him and his brother where he has a little bit of fear in the fact that his brother knows what happened. And he's fearful that he's going to say something because he got word that his brother is now awake and he is speaking a little bit. So I'm curious, Liz, we'll start with you. That relationship, how do you feel about it going forward? And now we have Aemond now fully in control of Team Green. And there's a lot of repercussions to that in this episode and a lot of decisions that he has to make or he does not make that we see sort of come to fruition in this episode. So what did you think about all that?
Yeah, I think it was interesting that they finally told us that Aegon will have a very slow recovery, but that he most likely will survive. He's definitely not in good shape, though. So, like, I just feel like in past of Thrones is kings, if you're not a strong king, you end up getting killed. And I don't know, they're just foreshadowing that his brother's going to be the one to do it because he wants to keep power. And that's that also theme of like, once you get a taste of the throne, you're not just going to let it go or like give it back to the person that had it prior to you. So I think it's going to be, I think it's obvious though, if Aegon is killed by his brother. So I'm just interested to see, I don't know, do they mend their relationship or is it really just he ends up getting murdered?
Yeah. Finny?
Yeah, I think Aemond's like role in this series, we've commented on it on all the episodes we've recorded prior to this. Like, he's really interesting. I actually do really enjoy him. And I just enjoy the relationship between him and Aegon. They're so Aemond is so despicable and he's so vengeful and pragmatic that, you know, what he and his interaction in this episode with Aegon, especially when he's like huddling over him and like pressing into his wound, it establishes this sense of hierarchy that I enjoyed. I think overall, I will get into it because I don't want to go too off the rails. Overall, this was an interesting episode for me. It's actually the lowest rated episode of all time of the series.
What is the rate on your IMDb?
Yeah,
on IMDb. What's the score on IMDb?
On IMDb, it is a shocking 6.3 out of 10.
Not into that.
You disagree?
I disagree. I think we got so much in this episode. And I do understand that it is setting the table for things to come. But the first thing is, which Vinny, you alluded to this last week, we get a perspective that we don't get very often in the Thrones universe of the townspeople, which I love. And I love being able to see just how important and crucial that is to the formation of these teams, so to speak, and how people are going to honor one throne versus the other. I thought that was really great. And I love the scene where they basically go to attack Allison and her daughter, which I always forget her name. Helena. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a great scene. Going off of the Aegon and Aemond thing, I love after that scene with them that Larys comes to his bedside and has a great one-on-one with him, just kind of being like, you know, I've been in your position before, and you have to be savvy about how you're going to handle things. And I actually, my theory is that I think Larys is going to take out Aegon in some way, shape, or form, even though Aemon has already now sort of pushed him aside and called him a toad for insinuating that he may be the Hand. I thought there was a lot to chew on in this episode. I'm really sad that it has a 6.3.
Yeah.
That makes me sad.
It's the lowest rated episode of the entire series. And the second lowest rated episode was last week, which currently stands at a 7.5. So this is even more
worse.
Yeah, this is 1.2 stars lower. I think, though, I speculate that I think it's because people are review bombing.
Because of the end of the episode?
Because of the end of the episode, yeah. However, for me, my biggest flaw with this episode was none of that. It was really just the pacing. I don't know if you guys felt the same way. I felt the pacing in this episode was really awkward. But there was a lot of great scenes. I enjoyed the riot scene, and I enjoyed, like you mentioned, that perspective that we're seeing of the small folk.
Yeah, even the tension in, and I forget the character's name again. Maybe you have it on your notes. The guy who was going to get the lineage, that they were trying to get him to become a dragon rider.
Oh, I don't have his name. Right,
I like here, felt but... that tension of that scene, like deep. Yeah. Like I was sitting there, I'm like, oh my God. Like what an insane fucking proposition. And the fact that this guy's just willing to do it is so crazy to me. But I don't know, Liz, you've been awfully quiet. So I would love to hear your take on this week's episode. This
episode for me was very mid.
Okay.
And because Vinny like totally pointed it out, was the pacing for me. It was, we got a juicy moment and then it was just like boring stuff. Or honestly, it was a heightened tension moment of like the crowd going after Allison. And then all of a sudden we're back in Daemon's world that nobody cares about anymore. Truly, yeah. I don't see a single comment on the internet that's like, yo, Daemon's storyline is fought. Like, nobody cares, and they're dragging it out way too long. And that, I think, is starting to make people, because I don't know about you guys, but when those scenes come on, I honestly look at my phone because I'm just like, it's going to be more like delusions of him sleeping with someone or like crying. And like, I just don't see any progression in his character coming from those scenes. So I don't really know the full purpose of them except to bide his character time throughout this whole season to give space between him and Rhaenyra.
Yeah.
So I think that's a huge thing. I also think I agree with what you said too, Vinny. The ending was just like, it wasn't needed to be like a cliffhanger like that of just like what ends up happening of like her flying out. I get why they did it because they're setting themselves up for the next, there's two more episodes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
For the next two episodes to be pretty big ones. But I don't know, this episode for me feels like episode 3 of a season, not episode
6.
Yeah, the third before the ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it seems like a lot of setup.
I agree with that. And it's especially the Daemon stuff. And I kind of speculated that this was going to happen because I had a feeling like,
I think you did say in a previous episode. Yeah, I think it was going
to last the whole season.
Yep.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it that they were just trying to buy time. But now it's like at a point where you put it past Liz. Like we're not getting any progression from Daemon. And also like his delusions in the previous episode where he's like killing young Rhaenyra, or like Rhaenyra's like sewing the head of the baby Jaehaerys. Like that's really interesting. In this, like, we see Viserys again, which is cool.
Yeah.
But it's not that interesting.
No.
It's really not that interesting.
And it actually retreads the exact same thing we already know about Daemon's relationship with him and the feelings that he's already, not only, like, we've seen it play out, but he's projected multiple times this season already.
Yeah.
So definitely, I agree with that. I will say that. I'm also sick of Daemon's whole entire plot this whole entire season. I think it's boring. I think that they just tried to write themselves a way to separate him and Rhaenyra.
To cause tension between the two of them.
Hmm.
I think this episode had a lot going on. I agree. There was a lot of big movements for the plot to continue, which I think is smart of them. At the end of the day, though, like House of the Dragon fans want action, and there wasn't a ton of surprising action to happen. Because, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but with the whole Rhaenyra bringing in the guard that she knows has Targaryen blood, I knew he was going to die. Like, there's no, I just felt it like going into it. I was like, there's no way it's this easy that the first person she found is just magically going to be able to hop on this dragon and be like, let's go, guys. Like, let's go ride. Like, what? Like, they would have been way too easy. And so, although it was a heightened moment, I wasn't absolutely shocked like other moments have been for me in this show. So I think that's kind of why the ratings are so low.
What do you guys think about, because I agree with you, it's obvious that that's not going to happen in terms of the storytelling, because you want to keep adding on to it and trying to get people back week to week. But then Sea Snake, we find out at the very end of the episode, has a rider. And we see, if you did watch the preview for the week ahead, it is the
it's Sea Smoke, by the way.
What did I say?
Sea Snake.
I'm so sorry, I meant Sea Smoke. Sea Smoke found a rider in
I don't know his name.
In
I know
Rhaenys,
he's
Valyrian.
Yeah, Lord Corlys.
Corlys.
Yeah.
Corlys's
bastard
son
becomes the rider of Sea Smoke.
Which I'm a fan of this storyline. I actually really I'm excited to see where this goes and whose team he ends up jumping on, or if he's like, damn, I'm a dragon rider now. I'm on my own. Like, I'm gonna start my own thing going on. So I'm interested to see if there's no longer just black versus green, and then if a whole new entity of like power comes into the fighting scenes.
Interesting. Vinny?
No, I agree with that. I actually 100% agree with that. I thought it was really interesting that, like, okay, like, this kid, because this could be something, because we have, obviously, Corlys is on Team Black, but we see a few interactions with his bastard sons, including this one, who
I don't even know if they said his character name.
No, they definitely do. I have it here. I just have to look. Hold on. I'll find it. You keep talking, Vinny.
Yeah, so, but like, there's a few scenes where they almost, you know, they're not 100% like they're fighting for Corlys, they're fighting on his navy, but they're not like up and about like, yippee, I'm super loyal to Corlys. I'm interested. I am really interested. Like Liz said, like, this could be a wild card. But for me, like, I don't want to sound like a broken record, because I know we're like moving on. This episode just, it meandered a lot. Like, this was like the first episode where I actually felt like things started to drag, and you'd have something really exciting, like the riot scene. And then after that, like, there, I feel like even in the scenes of politics and conversation all throughout House of Dragon, there's been this gripping tension and atmosphere that was lacking in this episode. It just didn't feel like it was there, you know.
It's interesting, because I do think, like you said, there was definitely a lot of setup, but I don't know what. I'm obviously
you were invested.
I'm obviously in the minority, but like, there were so many conversations that I had like a real character takeaway from. Like, even when Aemon banishes his mother and is like, "You're no longer needed on the council." And like that moment that they have between us, and I forget her line of dialogue, but I really liked what she says to him. Mm-hmm. And then he just like kind of ignores it. Like, that scene I really enjoyed. Like, I've already discussed the riot. Another layer that we haven't even gotten into yet that I think is so interesting that you actually brought to the table last week or the week before that, Liz, with Otto.
I have to say something. When he said that Tyler's gonna die if he's listening to this episode, I paused it and I got up and I was like, I said this was gonna happen. Yeah. I called this, and he was like, "Can you please play it and like sit down?"
He's like, "I listen to the podcast." Yeah,
he's like,
"Can
I
you
know."
Relax?
He's like, "Let's keep going." But I was shocked that he actually did that.
But not only that Aemon wants to bring Otto back, but Otto is missing.
Yeah,
Otto is missing. We have no idea where he is. Allison's been writing him letters.
Missing, though, or that he knows shit's hitting the fan for green and he's like, nah.
Yeah, he's dipping out and he's
completely
done.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not going near that.
But I think it's just so
storm.
That's an interesting foil as well that I'm really excited to see go forward. So I do understand And I can empathize with the viewer that wants more action. But I think this is a great setup episode going into the last two episodes of the season. The Daemon thing, I 100% agree with you. I'm kind of over it. But a lot of the other shit that they sort of set up in this episode, I respectfully disagree. I didn't feel... I will say there are moments of pacing where I feel like they could have structured things a little bit differently in this episode that could have helped maybe elevate the episode. But I enjoyed it for the most part.
I guess. I just think that a lot of big things happened here, and for me, they weren't weighted. Like, I don't know, Allison getting dismissed off his court for me felt very casual and very just like, like she just accepted it, and I thought it was going to be like a bomb dropping off, and that she was going to like spiral more, or that she was going to start getting her hands a little bit more dirty in this episode. But it just felt like she was like, oh, my son fired me. Darn. Let me go like talk to some people. Like, it just felt like not, I don't know, didn't feel as important as it actually is, I think, in hindsight. Even with the auto thing, it was just casually said. And like, if you weren't fully listening, you would have missed that whole part.
Yeah. I feel like the whole direction and execution of those scenes were so poor. You know, like, I don't know how else to put it. I don't think this is a terrible episode, but it just, you know, now that you're mentioning that, Liz, like, it could have been, there could have been so much more in the writing and the filmmaking to make those scenes feel like, whoa.
That we're building momentum.
Yeah.
Because this is the third episode from the finale. Like, we should be like, oh, we're building to something. Oh my God, chaos is forming. Like, they just had this huge... Did she get fired before she had the riot?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. They just didn't feel like connected for her character to me. Like, it just felt very like, I don't know. I wish that it affected.
No, I can understand that side of it though, because Allison also has been such a major player in all of this.
Yeah.
And it just feels like she kind of lays down and
takes it.
Yeah.
When it's like, why isn't she getting her hands dirty and plotting like every other character would be? And like, don't give me the whole thing that she's like, I don't know. I wish that her character had more of a reaction rather than just touching his face.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's fair.
But yeah. And then so I want to talk about the big moment that a lot of people are talking about of Rhaenyra and Viserys. What are our thoughts?
Making out. Hot and heavy.
What did we think? Do we think this is going to end well or end bad?
I think it's going to end bad. Viserys has always been, like, for the lack of a better term, like the Larys of Team Black. Like, she's always plotting for something else. We talked about this in a couple weeks. I think in the episode with Mark. I think Viserys had a big role in that episode. But there's something to her character. Sonoya Mizuno, I believe, plays the character. I think she's so great in the role. But the interesting dynamic with Rhaenyra and Daemon this season, which is probably not obvious, but I do think it's unique and interesting to the story, despite the writing of it. Rhaenyra is kind of, they're playing off of one another while being separate, which is very interesting in terms of a storytelling technique, because Daemon is so jealous of every single thing that Rhaenyra has that he made himself such an important part of her life. And Rhaenyra wants to be accepted the way that people would look at Daemon as a king, and everyone is looking at her in this certain way. And Viserys is the first person in her eyes to really see her. Now that is probably not real. I do think that moment comes in a moment of weakness and a moment in which Rhaenyra finally feels seen and understood. And it led to a moment that apparently a lot of people were unhappy with, because I know it's not in the books.
I feel like I didn't
see it. It's not in the books. And I think that was a big part of the reason why people were upset.
I think that's why so many people are review bombing it. That's why, like I had faults with the pacing of this episode. But I don't think that the review bombing is justified.
Yeah. What did you think, Liz?
I think it throws like a wrench a little bit in the path that Rhaenyra was making. Because Viserys, she made it known that she's like, look, whoever hires me and whatever's taking care of me at the end of the day, like, I'll stand by you. But she'll flip right away. And yeah. So I think Rhaenyra needs to be much smarter, and we're finally seeing like a side of her that we've already seen a little bit, but she doesn't really know what she's doing, and she's just very all over the place and kind of reacting on impulse, which is definitely not good if she's going to actually win this war. Because if you think about it, she hasn't really made any calls, Rhaenyra. Missandei is the one that made this entire plot that gave Rhaenyra a huge boost with the people. Mm. But like Rhaenyra, and also what we kind of saw a little bit in this episode was Rhaenyra when she slapped I don't know who she slapped.
So one of her councilmen.
But it was one of her councilmen. And she's like, it's my fault that you forget to fear me. And I think she needs to remind herself too with like Missandei, like, look, you can't just let these people think that they're on the same level of you. Like, she needs to put these people in check. And so I think it's going to be a big mistake on her end, especially when Daemon comes in and realizes that not only is Missandei like her right hand woman, but they got a little romance going on.
It is crazy. Vinny, how did you feel about
that? Yeah, I still don't trust her. I still don't trust Missandei. Like, ever since she hopped on board, like, I think there's ulterior motives behind this. I don't think this is pure. I think, like you mentioned, this is just Rhaenyra being just finally having someone that understands her vulnerability and, you know, sees her for who she is, and then she just getting attached to that and attached to Missandei like that, and that's why she feels that way. But I don't think Missandei feels that way. I think Missandei is purposely telling her what she wants to hear for whatever ulterior motive she has. Real quick, I actually made a joke because, like, when they embraced, I was like, imagine if they kissed right now, and then they started kissing, and I literally, like, my jaw dropped. I was like, what?
Because the hug got longer and longer, and you were like, no, like, they're not gonna do this.
But then they started sniffing each other.
Yeah, and you were like, oh, maybe they are gonna do this.
It was definitely it was definitely unexpected, and obviously people are not happy about the choice. I do think that, and I'm really happy you brought up, Liz, that like Rhaenyra hasn't done much since she's been the queen. Like, she just hasn't done a lot. Even I correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it Daemon's decision to go to Harrenhal? Like, she doesn't tell him.
Yeah, no,
to go.
He's like, I'm
he just
leaving.
Goes fuck this, like, and dips on his dragon. So there's no part of her strategy thus far, excuse me, in which she is doing anything. Like, even the I mean, she's the one that wants to go into battle.
Yeah.
And Rhaenys kind of is just like, no, I'll do it. Like, I mean, like,
yeah,
you can't do it.
The two calls that Rhaenyra has made was when she snuck into the city to meet with Alicent, which, like, that everybody hated. And then the second was to, what, it wasn't even her call, it was Jace's recommendation to try and find more blood relatives. So it's not even her ideas coming to life, but yeah, I don't know. We're gonna see if she really a good leader. Like, I don't know. I'm still Team Black all the way, don't get me wrong. Yeah. But I think she needs to carry that sword around more with her and actually be like, excuse me.
Missandei actually has a line where she's like, you don't, like, she doesn't say this directly, but she's like, you don't need to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, bitch, what are you trying to plot?
What, with the knight, with the sword?
She picks up the sword and she makes like a movement. And Missandei is like, it doesn't, what did she say?
No, she said that, didn't she say that, oh, what's the exact term? She said something endearing.
Oh, was it?
She was like, that suits you.
Oh, okay.
Or it wasn't that exact wording, but it was something in that realm.
Well, all right. So either way, well, then in that case, then she's just playing into exactly what she wants to hear.
Of course she is.
Well, that's even like, you think about the way that the Senate is treating Rhaenyra, and she's got nobody on her side, which makes it a very obvious choice on why she decided to do
what she did
with Missandei. It's very interesting.
There's a lot happening. I just wish that some things had more weight than others. Like, the kiss had a lot of weight when, like, Alicent getting fired should have been a bigger deal.
Yeah.
Like, that woman now has no power.
Yeah.
But anyways, I do want to talk about, I'm jumping around a little bit, but Aemon's decision to send Christian to fight Daemon for
Harrenhal. Yeah.
Thoughts? Do we think it's going to end well? Is it a bad call? Is
that going to
be the final episode?
I kind of like completely forgot about Kristen in this episode because he doesn't really do much. But It's just surprise. Like, I don't know. It's just weird. Because now Aemon's also, like, he wants to come in and help on his dragon.
Well, yeah, that's the plan, is that he's going to meet them there. Which, for me, I think that they're just leading up to the final episode being a fight between Aemond and Daemond.
See, I feel like it's too soon for that.
I don't know. I mean, I guess the question is, how many seasons do we think House of the Dragon is there really going to be?
I think it's going to be more than three. It might be four, but I think it's going to be more than three. I think at the end of season two, I'm believing a lot more now in Vinny's theory that I think Daemon is just going to be in Harrenhal for the rest of the season.
And we're not but they're going there. So eventually there's going to be a fight in the next two episodes.
And I think they're going to conveniently now take their time and not get there by the end of the season. No, I'm not kidding. Because they do this shit where, like, they'll go, like, half the distance of the world in like an episode.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to take their sweet time, especially based on what you see in the preview for this upcoming week's episode, is that Daemon is having now a meeting with the kid who runs. Do you know the name of the house, Vinny?
Was it the Blackwoods?
Brackens?
I'm not sure either.
It's the one in which the kid came in and Daemon basically was like, you're not fit to do anything. Yeah. Like, and you're not even the king of your establishment. I'm not going to talk to you. And now the older gentleman has died and this kid has taken over. And you see all of these people show up to Harrenhal and they're basically like, fuck you, Daemon.
Yeah.
So unless the finale is that everybody shows up and Daemon's alone, which I don't even know how you do that.
Humbling moment for him. Realizes he can't fight all these people on his own. And then he goes back. I don't know. I just feel like him and Rhaenyra need to eventually be like, do we fight this out between the two of us, or do we finally like come together? Because that has to happen eventually. Everybody's over them just like being like, he sucks. She
Moody,
sucks.
I know. Vinny, what do you think?
I think it'd be really cool to end the season with the Aemon Daemon, because obviously we've talked about it so much now. It's so foreshadowed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big event in this lore, this world. And I don't know how true this is. I remember I was talking with my sister, who's also a big fan of the show. She was saying, because I predicted that fight is not going to happen until season three, like you said, Darian.
Mm-hmm.
But my sister said that, I think George R. R. Martin said that he wanted to see that fight happen this season. Like I said, this is a game of telephone because it's coming from my sister. And I don't know where my sister heard that from. So, but it would be cool to end the Harrenhal arc with a big climactic fight. You guys mentioned how if everyone's there and he's just alone, how humbling it would be. I think it'd be cool if he like goes berserker mode and like.
Well, he did that just, like, in season one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the crab stones, people,
right?
Yeah. And that would be really cool to see again. Not gonna lie,
it would be cool. I just like, to me, it would be a little. I don't know. We'd have to see it play out. I mean, the crab people were brutal, so like, it's not like he wouldn't be able to handle some of these other knights from Team Green. But I don't know. I'm interested.
I'm interested too. I think, I don't know. I just feel like this episode feels like a third episode. And like,
you want to keep the momentum going.
Yes. Like, I want to feel like we're working towards something and it's not just going to be like a random surprise death like the first season's finale was.
Yeah.
I want it to be like a big moment that we've worked toward, not just like, oops, this person got killed.
I wish I could look back, and Vinny, maybe you remember, or you, Liz, but like, I don't remember what the finale of season two of Game of Thrones was. Like,
that was the Blackwater fight.
Okay.
Remember when I forget whose army was invading King's Landing, but it was like Tyrion sent the green fire.
Yep,
stuff
and it like blows up. Yes. Big come on, that's big.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but here's my argument on why I don't think it's going to be the same thing. So much of what Thrones is, and this is also an ensemble show, but so much of what Thrones is so many different families, so many things going on, introducing new characters every week, every season, constantly. This is a very condensed thing, and I do think, business-wise, they're going to milk it.
Ugh.
As much, I know you hate that I'm saying that. I'm just being honest. They're going to milk it And I think there's no way they're ending this in three seasons. It may be, they can maybe end it in four, but I can't see them killing off or having this major fight between Aemon and Daemon at the end of this season. I can't see it. But I don't know what that major event could be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the only big event that I can truly think of. Unless Sea Smoke's new rider, who I still forgot his name. It's either Adam or Alan. Those are the brothers.
Okay.
We don't know which one. I don't know which one is which. Yeah, like their build up, like when they were cutting their hair, I was just like, why are we watching this right now? Like, what's the point of this? But maybe their side, I don't know, maybe the ending is that he goes to war. I don't know. Maybe he jumps in there.
Vinny's talked about that too, though. We still haven't, and Aemon's brought it up a couple times this season. We still have not seen the Sea Fleet yet. We haven't seen it play out.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal. Like, we've seen the dragons, we've seen the land, we haven't seen the sea yet. So maybe it's something that I think you might be onto something there, Liz.
Because they're so concerned black and green with each other, like they're not thinking of these outside. Also, one thing that we totally have to talk about is, okay, I don't know their names, but the girl who got sent away with all of Rhaenyra's younger kids, Rhaena. And she finds out that there's a random dragon. It's big that there's just a random dragon floating around. And now that we know that clearly, and they talk about it in the trailer for the next episode, that anybody can just become a rider if you have a little bit of blood in you. Like, you don't know if people are now just starting to be like, then I'm going to try.
Yeah. It's definitely interesting. I do think that's another part of the pacing. At least I would argue, like, it kind of it's crazy that kind of gets swept under the rug.
That's what I mean. Like, there's huge moments that are big information feel the weight because it's just casually said in a random scene that was only 10 seconds long.
Yeah. To add on to that, because you brought up the Sea Fleet, we keep cutting back to it constantly throughout this episode. They're trying to rebuild Corlys's ship. And like, it's felt like they've been building this for
fucking forever, dude, forever.
But they're building that up. They're building the fleet to be this big thing. But also this episode, we mentioned the Greyjoys and how in Game of Thrones, we know that the Greyjoys have an incredible naval force. So I think they're alluding to a season three, like Greyjoy versus Valyrian Sea Fleet battle while the Hightower Targaryens fight in the sky type of deal. Sorry, trying to retrack a little bit. Oh, sorry, I'm going way back. Well, not way back, but you guys mentioned how just kind of the structure of these episodes, how we're only two episodes away from the finale, and you brought up the finale of season two for Game of Thrones. I also find it interesting that this season's only 8 episodes, which unlike...
Was episode or season one 10?
Yep, season one was 10, and Game of Thrones, almost all of the seasons there, aside from the last two, were all 10 as well. So it's interesting that this season's only 8. I don't know the reason behind that, but...
I wonder if that was a COVID thing. I mean, no. When did the show come out?
No.
This was 21.
Yeah.
But we did have the strikes.
We did have the strike. Yeah, but a lot of the actors are British. They weren't on strike.
I think that they just ran out of material.
They just said, fuck it. No, I do think that's interesting that you bring that up, though, Vinny. I am very curious.
I think that they probably want to end it on a certain note to give another, like, big, like, oh my God moment. And because they're pretty much staying to the books is from what I've heard, except little small details. So I'm sure that when they were structuring it, they were like, I want to end on this note. And they're trying to fill it in with Daemon as much as they possibly could. But people are
it. Maybe I'm completely wrong. I mean, HBO has they tried another spinoff that didn't get greenlit. Then they went to House of the Dragon. They've greenlit now two other Game of Thrones stories that are going to be made for HBO eventually. So maybe they do only 3 seasons.
I could see 4 max. I can't picture this show going past into 5 and 6.
Yeah.
There's not enough people. If they want it to be as successful, if they want it to be a little bit more of a slower paced, just storyline, then drag it out. But I just feel like give the people what they want and start massacring people in episodes. Like, literally, there's only been, so we're like almost 17 episodes in to this show, and only what, three significant people have died.
Yeah,
right.
But I said smaller scale story. So it is. It's still only between two families.
We all know that they die at the end. Everybody dies.
Yeah.
So they got to start getting rid of them.
That's why they're taking their time.
Oh gosh. All right. What else? Do you guys have anything else?
I don't know if there's really anything else. We've kind of covered the episode.
I think we've covered everything. I'm looking through my notes really quickly. No, I think we covered it all. All right. Last thoughts, Vinny? Anything?
Nothing really. I'm still excited. Like, I don't think this is a bad episode. I just think that, like, it just was odd. Like I mentioned way before, I always felt that season one did this incredible, and season two also has kept the same pace where no matter what we're doing, no matter if we're in the heat of action, no matter if we are in a dialogue or a political meeting, there's always been this sense of abiding tension, right? And this episode, for some reason, it just wasn't there. Like, there's, you know, but like I said, though, not a bad episode. We do have some spectacular moments. I think the riot scene is really great. I love the scene of the fisherman who, like, notices the Targaryen flag. Food. Like, yeah. Like, essentially, like, crate drops. And that was, like, oh, that's cool. Like, that's a big reveal for the audience to be like, oh, Rhaenyra's okay. Missaria and Rhaenyra's really playing in this. Other than that, no other thoughts. But
I don't really have anything else. I like this episode, but I do understand and respect the criticism of the pacing issues and too much setup leading us up to something else. I mean, if there's not enough of an impact in episode 7, this episode's going to feel a lot flatter looking back at it. So I think a lot of what I'm basing is the hope that certain things start to come to fruition, especially like we said, we're 2 episodes away from the finale. So, but all in all, I like this episode. I'm enjoying the season. I don't love it as much as the first season. I do like Emma Darcy. I really do. But I really liked Millie Alcock. There's something about, like, I thought she was really good as Rhaenyra, and I love the relationship between her, and I just love Patty Considine as an actor, and I loved him as Viserys, and Daemon was one of my favorite characters, as I know he's one of yours too, Vinny, and this season they've been dropping the ball with him, so that's upsetting. So
I think it started off great.
Yeah.
Like we mentioned in episode 3 when he first comes to Harrenhal, or I don't know what episode it was, I'm pretty sure it was episode 3, he had so much swagger, and like the first few delusion sequences with Millie Alcock was great. And now it's just like,
yeah, it's dragging. I don't know, but we got 2 episodes left to see what happens. Liz, you have anything else?
No, I'm just ready for Rhaenyra to be the bad bitch that she is.
Yeah, girl. Gotta be a queen. She's gotta be a queen.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. I just feel like her character, as she's gotten like older, is just kind of like weak looking.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
The female characters, unfortunately, this season have not been
the powerful ones. They were playing chess, and they were playing checkers in the first one.
100% agree.
And now they're like, I want to get out of the game.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to see her really take the reins
of
everything.
Great game analogy, Liz. Unbelievable.
Hey, guys. That's what I'm here for.
Guys, let us know in the comments what you guys thought about episode 6 of season 2 of House of the Dragon. Was this one that you guys agreed with the majority, it seems like, on IMDb and other people that watch? A 6.3? A little low for me, but I get it. I do understand it. I respect it. Be sure to comment your thoughts on the episode. We'd love to have a conversation with you guys in the comments. If you could also give this video a like and subscribe to us, we have the Culture Wave Media Network. We cover all things film and television. Liz and Vinny will be back next week with Mark to cover episode 7 of House of the Dragon, and we're hoping and planning that all 4 of us can be in studio to cover the finale of season 2. So stay tuned for that. We also have reviews upcoming for Deadpool and Wolverine, for Twisters, The trailer dropped today for Joker Folie à Deux. That's upcoming, still a few months away, but lots of exciting stuff happening in film and television that we love to talk about and cover. So be sure to check that stuff out as well. You can also follow us if you don't on social media already at Cinema Wave Media and at _ Culture Wave Media on Instagram, as well as at Cinema Wave Media on TikTok and Threads, and just Culture Wave on Facebook. Just signing off, I am Darian Scalamoni.
I am Liz Seiko.
And I am Vinny Albano.
Team Black for life. See ya.
This is The Culture.